All right, everyone, it's your boy T-Skip. Welcome to the brand new show, What Goes On, very first episode. In this episode, I would, I wanted to do this episode for a long time. But I just kind of was like waiting to see what would happen and see how people are starting to perceive this mental health shit. Especially in the Black community, you know, before it was never a topic that Black people would bring up. It was definitely always something that was swept under the rug. And I think it was because we, as a Black people, we are trying so hard to remain strong and remain vigilant with everything that's going on in our community. As far as anything goes, with wealth and everything, and especially mental health. There's a lot of people that are caping for Summer Walker. And, excuse me, I understand that y'all just really like her and y'all like her music. But it kind of contradicts all the other, like gaslighting that goes on with mental health for other celebrities. And Black people in general kind of gaslight mental health in the Black community. The reason why that is because it's just a sign of we take it as a sign of weakness. Like, it's weak to be mentally unstable. It's weak to have a mental issue, mental illness. And I'm seeing now that that's starting to change. It's starting to change one face at a time. So it's not necessarily a bad thing. I feel as though we all in the Black community, we all have those family members where you question if they are mentally ill, if they have something going on mentally. Are they retarded? Not retarded in a bad way, you guys. And that's the other thing. I hate that we've become so sensitive with certain things. Certain things need to be nipped in the bud, and then other things, get the fuck over it. You know, grab your balls and man the fuck up. It really is okay. But with mental health, I feel like this is a topic that we needed to talk about a long time ago. In a lot of ways, it's still being swept under the rug. You know, if you don't have anything positive to say, then you can't say anything at all. And not everything about mental illness or mental health is going to be positive. There's going to be some things that need to be talked about, that need to be approached. And sometimes it's the fucking truth. Like, people hate just really admitting things. Especially in the Black community, we hate admitting when we're wrong. We hate admitting when shit happens to us. Admitting when we have a weak moment or a sad moment or a vulnerable moment, you know. These are all things that we need to work on. But in today's episode, I really want to talk about mental health in the Black community. I want to talk about other celebrities that exude mental illness, but we kind of put them on the back burner. And there's a couple of reasons why we do that. First reason is because they have the money. And then second reason is if they're not talking some shit that we can relate to or that we like, we shun them out and we kind of cancel them on our radars. And there's three people that come to mind for that one. And finally, I just wanted to get into the Summer Walker thing because at first I was just kind of like, Summer Walker, you know what I'm saying? I don't really listen to her music. I heard that one song and it was okay, but it wasn't all that to me. So everybody's got her album and they love it because, again, when you're talking some shit that everyone can relate to as far as thotting and bopping, everybody loves you. So I'm just gonna like talk and dissect her, but I want to take my first break and get into this musical artist. This is my brother DK Music with Haters Don't Want to See Me. Check it out.
I work 6 days a week, one day off, so I can sleep. No sick days, no vacation. Hourly pay is good enough for me. If I work and if I don't, sometimes I will and sometimes I won't. Smoke a fillet, a swisher, or a blunt. Whatever you call it, it's the mean green. DQ has the audacity to tell you what I mean. A different time, different places, on a regular day basis. As it relaxes me, makes me wanna shoot the breeze. With some hay in the middle of the barn, some shit gon' make you wanna yawn. Some shit gon' make you sad that you're not in the past. Some weed gon' have you on your ass. Some shit you gon' hit it so good a nigga quit it. Like a dumb ass hit it again, fucked up and lost your wind. Yeah, I just wanna feel like I wanna P-H-I-double-L-Y. I'ma smoke a feeling till the day I die. Roll it up and light it. If I don't have a feeling, I'ma pipe it. Like I do all my green. It's the same damn routine. Chocolate, strawberry, cognac, and berry. Can you feel me? Do you wanna hit this fillet? It's so high with me today. That's why I like to be so high. When you hit this fillet, oh yeah, we'll be on our way. Smoke, but don't fight it. I make sure it's a Philly, the damn best cigar in town. Smoking mean green is how I get down. A Philly, a Philly is what I smoke. A Philly, a Philly is what I chose. I just wanna Philly. I wanna P-H-I-double-L-Y. I'ma smoke a Philly till the day I die.
Alright everyone, it's your boy T Skip. Welcome back to What Goes On, Episode 1. Today we are dealing with mental health in the Black community. And I wanted to start off with kind of like why we feel as though we need to sweep it under the rug kind of shit. And I feel like the reason why we sweep mental health under the rug as a community is because it's not the strong, like it brings up all of our vulnerabilities and weaknesses, and it really speaks to, you know, the inner person that we try to hide. A lot of the time, I think people think that mental illness is something that, especially in the Black community, okay, a lot of the time people think that mental illness is something that you can catch or something you develop over time if you do enough drugs or if you are just not all the way for, like, if you are not bright enough, you know what I'm saying? And mental illness has nothing to do with how smart you are, how equipped you are, you know what I'm saying? There's very bright people that are mentally unstable, that are mentally ill, and it doesn't take away from their value as a human being. You know what I'm saying? I know this family where I'm from, and the entire family has some sort of mental illness. And I feel as though, like, whenever they have kids or whatever, you could see the mental illness in their face. It's almost like a distraught look on their faces when you are mentally ill. That might just be my ignorance, but I feel like every time I see, like, whenever I see my friend having a baby, like, they're gonna be mentally ill. Look at their face, and the discernment comes, like, automatically. But for a lot of Black people, mental illness is like weakness. And then it's something that you have to deal with on a regular basis. You know, a lot of people think that just because you grew up with someone and you've known them for a number of years, and let's just say, you know, they're not the brightest, but you know, that's my cousin, so you're not gonna fuck with my, you're not gonna pick up my cousin, you know, type of shit. You never know what they're dealing with mentally behind the scenes. It might not be something that you're used to talking about or used to dealing with, but they might be dealing with something mentally. And we as a community, we kind of like, oh, you all right. You know, the first thing you say is, oh, take it to God. Let's pray about it. You know, and then we kind of like, okay, well, you good. You know what I'm saying? You back to normal. We prayed on it. So, you know, now get the fuck over it type of shit. You know what I'm saying? Black people are very, very good at doing that. And I'm not saying that going to God in prayer doesn't work. But it's just like, okay, so what do you do in the meantime? When you're waiting on your blessing, when you're waiting on your sign, you know what I'm saying? You can't just act like it doesn't exist. It very much so is very real. And it's something that you have to deal with every day. Another thing that happens in the Black community is, we feel as though once you take your medication, everything is good. You know what I'm saying? Let's say you have schizophrenia and you have medication for that. Don't you think that kind of medication starts fucking with your brain? It fucks with your neurological system. Like, it really just starts taking a toll on you mentally. I think a lot of what we think in our community is, once you take your medication, you're good. You're back to normal. Everything's good. What's wrong with you? Didn't you take your medication? You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, those pills will fuck with your mental. I don't give a fuck how mentally sound you are. You start taking pills for, like, brain waves and, you know, like, for mental health, that shit will fuck with you mentally, for sure. Another thing, like a misconception in the Black community, is that you know what I'm saying? Like, just because you've known somebody and they seem like they're okay, doesn't mean that they don't have mental illness. You know what I'm saying? I've known some people that, you know, later on in life have come to me, oh, I went to therapy, oh, I found out that I suffer from depression. And I think when you hear the word depression, you think of sadness, and that's, you know, part of it. But depression, it's more so mentally, like a mental thing. Because when you're depressed, you're not the same person. You don't do all of the same things that you love to do. You kind of have a loss at life. Like, you feel as though life is not worth living anymore. And that's something that is mentally, like, alarming. And we as Black people, we kind of put it on the back burner again, we're, you know, take it to God. It's going to be okay. Pray on it. But sometimes you just need to talk to somebody. You need to be able to talk with someone and get those feelings out, because if you don't, it'll only get worse. You know what I mean? I feel as though we as a Black people, we don't take mental illness seriously because it comes from slavery. You know, and I always bring this up in all of my shows, but when we were slaves, when we were brought over from Africa, we were bought and brought over from Africa to, you know, to do all this labor for the white man, and they could still get the fucking credit. But anyway, they wanted to break our spirit. So they would separate the Black man from his family. And once he was separated from his family, he was beaten and raped. Repetitively raped. And it wasn't so much the massa was trying to get his rocks off or massa was gay or anything like that. It was to mentally break the Black man down. And once they were raped, it started fucking with their mental health. And once the mental health would go, that's when you had the slave. Like, that's when you had the slave in your control. So, you know, he would do whatever you wanted him to do and not bat an eye about it. So that's where that comes from. And that's probably why homosexuality is so frowned upon in the Black community, because there's so much ugliness that comes from homosexuality, from slavery for our people. We just have to, like, as a community, we feel as though we have to be so strong and so upright, you know what I'm saying? But I don't know if y'all know, but even a tree crumbles after time if you don't take care of it. That's why you see a lot of trees planted by the water, so that they can get nutrients from the ocean, from the, into their roots. You don't really see trees surviving that much out here in the city, unless it's somewhere that rains, or, you know, somewhere that has a lot of natural moisture, a lot of natural, like natural moisture and stuff like that. So anyway, that was my first, that's my whole stance. So I want to get into this next artist. I love this artist. I don't know her personally, but I talked with her on Facebook, not Facebook, on Instagram and stuff like that. So y'all get into the next artist. Her name is Kenzie. I love this song. It's called Told You So. Y'all get into this song and I'll be back with some more commentary.
I don't need a tag.
Pay attention, 'cause I'ma only say it twice, once in the beginning, and again when the time is right, when your head starts spinning and your heart beats out of control, that's when it's time for me to remind you. And you go say you're okay with waiting, but I know you're forgetting, being patient. So this is all I gotta say. Don't you know I'm not the same? You can't just claim me, 'cause I don't wanna hurt you. No, don't look at me, 'cause it's gonna be on you if I do hurt you. No, I'm not the same. You can't just claim me, and I don't wanna hurt you. No, 'cause it's gonna be on you.
Told you, I could really make you love me. All you gotta do is trust me. Make you want nobody but me. But why you gotta let me go?
Told you, I could really make you love me. And I told you not to trust me. Now you don't want nothing but me. I hate to say I told you so.
Niggas keep thinking that they the exception. I won't change like the season, I'm reckless.
Don't you know
All right, everyone. Welcome back to What Goes On. It's your boy T-Skip. That was my girl, Kenzie, with Told You So. You can download her song on Apple Music, you know, pretty much all the streaming platforms. So, why is it that everyone is caping for Summer Walker, but there's other celebrities that have had mental illnesses, and we just kind of put them on the back burner? And I already gave you two reasons. The first reason was because they have money. Let's just be honest. A lot of the time, money cancels out whatever you're going through in the Black community, whether it be mental illness or identity crisis or just finding love, being able to live your life, security. You know, all that, it seems, gets solved with money. And then the other reason is because if these people are talking some shit that we ain't feeling, then we cancel, not always cancel them out, but we put them on a back burner. You know what? That bitch crazy. You know what? That nigga crazy. Fuck him. Fuck her. They crazy. You know what I'm saying? And the first person, the main person that comes to mind, oh my God, is Kanye West. I love Kanye West. And it's only been recently when he came out with his Jesus is King album that I'm just like, whoa, you know what? Kanye might just be a little crazy. And it's not because I didn't like his Jesus is King album. It's not because I don't like his direction. But it's just like, they talk about this in the Bible. You know, false prophets and people that use God for like a market. If Jesus was here, he'd be shutting all that shit down. You know what I'm saying? So I hope, for the most part, Kanye West is really turning over a new leaf. He's really, like, thinking about his actions kind of thing. Because it's you're doing yourself a disservice, sir, by putting this album out and trying to make it seem like you're so, you know, down with the cause, I guess. But the last album that he did was it was like a social injustice album and social equality. I forget what it was called, but needless to say, nobody supported it. I didn't support it. But, yeah, man. He was talking a bunch of shit nobody was feeling, and so everybody was just like, oh yeah, well, he's crazy anyway. Like when he said being a slave is a choice, what he was saying to me, like what I gathered from that, is that if you allow master to keep beating your ass, he's gonna continue to beat your ass. If you allow master to keep fucking you in the ass, he's gonna keep fucking you in the ass until you do something about it. you got to be able to stand up against all odds and say, you know what, fuck this shit, it's not right. We're going to do something about it. And that's what resonated for me. But, you know, a lot of people took that literally and was just like, oh, well, that's so offensive. You know, instead of trying to see the bigger picture. And it's very obvious that people have, well, not just people, my people, we have like no foresight when it comes to certain things. Like when he met with Trump, and I didn't agree with him wearing that MAGA hat, but when he met with Trump, it was very obvious that he was trying to meet with, like, get some middle ground with Trump. And we didn't see that. All we saw is that, oh, well, he's siding with Trump and he's wearing the MAGA hat, so he's an Uncle Tom. But I don't see any other celebrity doing this shit. Not Lil Wayne, who claims he's never had to experience racism, which is a crock of fucking bullshit, Wayne. But okay, we know your audience is some kind of white, so we let you slide with that. Not Nicki Minaj, not Beyonce, not Cardi B, who, you know, she tends to talk about everything, but she ain't talking about this. She don't know nothing about this. She ain't did nothing about this. You know, like, not even T.I. T.I. was on his social injustice shit, too. But you don't hear him trying to meet with the president and converse with the president and reason with the president. It's none of that. Not even Jay-Z. None of that. You know what I'm saying? Nobody is doing what Kanye West is doing. But instead of us having his back and being on some, you know what, he got a point type of shit. Oh, well, fuck that nigga. I don't like him. He's crazy. Another person that we kind of like, you know what, fuck that bitch. She's crazy. Is Michelle Williams. Now, Michelle, she doesn't really say anything that we don't agree with, but she's not going to be on some fake Christian shit like Kanye West. Like, she's a real Christian. And more than likely, she's going to say some shit that black people don't agree with, especially when it comes to her religion, her faith. Just like this Kim Burrell shit. Kim Burrell said some shit about gay people, and they just was, especially gay black men, they wasn't having it. But it's like, okay, how many Kim Burrells are there in the world? At your church. So do you cancel them out? You know what I'm saying? Michelle Williams, y'all, she's poor Michelle, and oh, I don't really fuck with her anyway. And, you know, when she checked into that mental hospital, when she was clinically depressed, she checked into the mental, like, nobody was caping for her. Nobody was caping for her like that. So it's like, wild. And then the last person I can think of is Lauryn Hill. Lauryn Hill is bipolar. And, like, for the longest time, Lauryn Hill was just going off the rails and nobody was caping for her. I remember when she did a show out here in Houston and her musician was supposed to be Robert Glasper. Robert Glasper did an interview with, I believe it was 97.9, the Mad Hatter Morning Show. And he just was going in on Lauryn Hill, saying how she just be tweaking and she is not all that professional and she didn't pay what she said she was going to pay. I mean, just really was throwing her under the bus. And nobody stopped to think, like, what is she dealing with mentally? Isn't she bipolar? Isn't she, like, nobody stopped to think about that shit. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of it has to do with colorism. Everybody that I've just mentioned is a dark-skinned black person. Kanye West, Michelle Williams, Lauryn Hill. Two dark-skinned black women get shunned completely when it comes to mental health. And at one point, I did consider Summer Walker to be a light-skinned person. I mean, excuse me, to me, she looked dark-skinned, but now she's looking light-skinned. It's very obvious that she's getting her skin bleached. But anyways, I'm gonna talk more about this bitch, Summer Walker, when we get back. This is the last song of the show, and I will be right back. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
My last nigga was a bitch nigga.
Yeah.
I need a nigga with about six figures. Yeah, someone who know what to do with it.
Yeah.
Someone who ain't on that goofy shit. Yeah. I need to know what you gon' do.
You
I ain't tryna go through deja vu. It's some bullshit that I went through. Hope it's not the same with you.
Yeah.
Come make me feel the way.
What you say?
Based on I never change. Yeah. Relieve all the pain. Make me forget those things. Oh, I wanna lay with you. See what this thing will do, yeah. Put me on something new. Put me on, cause I want something. Something that I can feel. I want something that I know is real. I want something. Something that I can feel. Come and put me on the
put that wrist underwater. Girl, I might just give you a daughter.
Girl, I know.
Baby, got it sweet.
Let me show you how it feels.
I'ma make you fade away. Taste how you levitate. Baby, relieve all your pain. Make you forget those things. Girl, I wanna lay with you and show you what this thing gon' do to you. Put you on something new.
Alright people, what goes on? It's your boy T-Skip. We're getting ready to wrap up the very first episode of the first podcast show for What Goes On. I want to thank y'all for tuning in, and I want to thank y'all for casting y'all's opinions on my Instagram. I used to have a Facebook page, but it is gone now. Facebook acts like in order to have a business page, you can only have a business page if you have a personal page. Well, I got rid of my personal page because I was just over Facebook, over the same old people looking how they look, you know, without saying too many words, casting judgment on you and kind of keeping you bound. But it's time to move forward. It's time to move up. It's time to move on. So anyway, I want to talk about Summer Walker. Now, I don't want to seem like I am being biased, or I want to remain as neutral as possible on the topic as I possibly can. You know, certain things will come up that I just feel as though I'm gonna have an opinion on, but Summer Walker and her social anxiety. I feel as though people are caping for her. And I feel like people are caping for her because she has these songs about thotting and bopping. Now, for whatever reason, we just love a chick that admits to thotting and bopping. From the Cardi B's, to the SZA's, to the Nicki Minaj's, to, you know, whoever else you can think of that just has songs about thotting and bopping. No shame, you know what I'm saying? And really, the list goes on. But those are the main people that I think of. Is Cardi B, SZA, Summer Walker, you know, people like that. So I think that's why people are caping for her so hard, is because she is a thot out here. I had no idea until recently that she has, like, she was a stripper before she became, like, before she blew up. She was a stripper. Did y'all know that? I didn't know that. So I'm wondering how you have social anxiety as a stripper. Or maybe she developed it after, you know, working in a strip club. And, you know, people, niggas in the strip club are fucking ruthless. They don't care. And it's possible that she developed her anxiety after working in the strip club. But from what I understand, she's had it for a long time, so I don't know. Like, maybe it got worse. But to me, somebody that is socially awkward or an empath, as Julesy would say, wouldn't be working in a strip club. They wouldn't be trying to be a singer. She could have been like a backup singer or a songwriter. But, you know, I'm not gonna sit here and say that she can't overcome. Like, do you overcome depression? Do you overcome anxiety? I don't think you overcome it as much as you deal with it and you get through it. But if your job is making you feel these things every day, then it's hard to say if this is the job for you. You know what I'm saying? The examples that I use a lot are, if you are afraid of flying, if you have a fear of flying, you're not going to be a flight attendant. If you are a recovering alcoholic, you're not going to be a bartender. If you have a fear of swimming, you don't know how to swim, you're scared of drowning, you're not going to start off getting in the deep end. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are very fundamental, almost elementary things that people have to realize. With Summer, it's more so, for me anyway, I feel like she knew what she was getting herself into, but she didn't know the magnitude of which she was getting herself into. You know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't know how deep or how far it would go. Now, I heard the other argument is that her team didn't know how else to handle her, so they handled her like they would any other artist and just gave her, like, was like, yo, you can make this much money if you sell your merch, if you do meet and greets, if you do the tours and things like that, you know. And she probably was down with making the money, but as far as putting in the work and, you know, quote unquote transferring energies from one person to another, she can't be responsible for the energy she transforms or transports or nor does she want the negative energy transported onto her. It's a lot. I'm not saying that she doesn't have social anxiety. In fact, if she does have it, I hope she gets well. I hope she gets better. And I'm not saying that she's full of crap at all. What I am saying, though, is if this is something that is giving you a mental episode, is triggering you mentally, then you may want to reconsider what you are doing. Now, I will say, I've had a chance to see her little live concerts and things like that on YouTube and listen to some of her songs. They're okay. I'm not as big as a fan as the rest of the world. Her. Now, another person I'm a fan of is Ari Lennox. Now, Ari Lennox does have full-blown anxiety. I think that's why she went off on Twitter the way she did after she didn't win the Soul Train Award, is because she was like, oh, so what's going to happen to my career? Black people are not acknowledging me, and I made this album for us. This is for us, by us. So why aren't I being acknowledged? And she's another one. As much as I love her, I will have to say, if you feel as though you are having a mental episode, I don't know what they're doing outside of, I don't know what that is, but anyway, if you feel as though you're having a mental episode, you may want to reconsider what you're doing. And that's not me being biased. Again, I love Ari Lennox. I have her album, Shea Butter Baby. I have her EP, Foe. And I think she's dope. She's an incredible singer. Yes, she does remind me of Erykah Badu, but she does bring her own flair into this industry. If you are not ready, then it's okay to admit it. It's okay to step down. But just like these, she had a, okay, Summer Walker had a video as to why she was so late to her Canada show. And she was like, oh, well, I had to go back home and get my social security card, and the band was late, and da-da-da-da-da. You know, something tells me, as an artist, you get all of that shit together beforehand. And then you worry about, okay, what do I have to do the day of the shoot or the day of the show? But there was no regard as far as, like, okay, let me get my show together. Let me get my shit together. I'm going to, you know, maybe do some mental exercises to get ready for the show. You know, whatever the case may be, there was none of that. There was none of that with Summer Walker. And people are caping for her because it's other people that are just not having the bullshit. They're not taking the bullshit. Like, if you have a show, you know what time to go on to the show. I'm not really buying that she didn't know she was late. She just does what she... Like, no, baby. Somebody had to tell you. You had to have known. Because you knew to get your ass up and go to fucking Canada. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about the whole Drake thing. What I am saying is, she's given me that she not so much doesn't care, but she's given me that she doesn't, she's not aware of what kind of energy she's giving off. And it's a very dangerous energy for her because you're looking like a hypochondriac, first of all. And then second of all, it's looking like what you claim to have is not real. But anyway, like I said, I'm not the biggest Summer Walker fan, but that was me being neutral as possible. As an artist, as a wannabe artist like myself, I do feel as though she's taking away from people that are really busting their ass, you know what I'm saying? Busting it for these shows, busting it for these vocals. just trying to get in the studio, just trying to be accepted. And Summer Walker does use auto-tune. That's neither here nor there. But, yeah, like, if this is too much for you, boo, you might want to step down. And that's just how I feel about the situation. So, anyways, I'm done here. Let me know what you guys think about this episode today. I will be doing new episodes very soon. And this will be the last time that I make an episode in this format. So I would love to know what you guys think. Hit me up on Twitter, you guys. T-Skip Online. Like I said, I no longer have Facebook anymore. But I will let y'all know when I make a new Facebook. I don't see that happening anytime soon, to be honest. So, thank you so much for tuning in to What Goes On. And I will talk to y'all later, okay? T-Skip over and out.